is the National Weather Service with an updated forecast for the New York City metropolitan area and its surrounding suburbs. There is a high surf advisory in effect for Atlantic-facing beaches across the local area.
Well, as you can imagine, the surf is up among the mid-Atlantic seaboard, thanks, of course, to Hurricane Isabel. And while some residents of the Atlantic coast are boarding up their windows and buying a lot of plywood and flashlights, others are waxing their boards. For East Coast surfers, Isabel is a rare treat. Rick Wright is the owner of Rick's Action Sports in East Islip, New York, and he joins us now by phone from there on Long Island. Good of you to join us today.
Hi.
Have you been out surfing today?
Yes.
And what's it like?
It was pretty good early this morning.
How big are the waves?
It was like 2 to 3 feet overhead.
2 or 3 feet over your head?
Yes.
How does that compare to what you normally see this time of the year?
Normal surf here is about waist high.
Waist
high? Waist to chest high.
And this is quite a bit bigger than that.
Yes.
And doesn't it get more dangerous when the waves get bigger like that?
It definitely does. The force of the wave increases. The other factor, too, is you get, as they've alluded to in the weather forecast, a cross rip, which they call a riptide, which can carry down the beach, making it difficult to either paddle out to catch the waves or paddle back into the beach to when you get out of the water.
Those much bigger than expected waves, they put a lot more water on the beach than normal, and it's all got to go back out, so you get the riptides. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, there's a simple answer that people say to riptides that confuses a lot of newcomers. You have to swim parallel to the beach and then not try to fight it, right?
Right. You swim at an angle, kind of across it.
And at the same time, though, this is a little like the Garden of Eden for you. I mean, this is conditions you dream about, right?
Yes. Yes, it definitely is. We look forward to this time of the year every year. And some years, like this year, this is the second one in like 2 weeks. We had Fabian came through like 2 weekends ago, and it was incredibly good. And on a weekend, and now this storm has come through. This storm, because of how far it came from, produced waves over a longer period of time than Fabian did, because we started seeing this swell like late day before yesterday. And we'll probably see swell from this storm probably until Sunday or Monday. So it will almost be a week.
And what happens when the swells start to arrive? Is there a phone network or email or what? The word goes out?
Well, there's most of the surf shops have telephone answering machines. I have one at my shop, and every morning I go down to the beach and I check the waves. And using a cell phone, I call the answering machine and put a message on at the beach that I go to, which is Robert Moses State Park.
Mm-hmm.
There's also something new that's kind of started this year. There's a telephone message service called rubbersurf.com. And what happens there is that two of the guys that work for me, they're spotters for this service, and they will, they'll check out the waves, and then using a computer, they'll send the information off, and then the information then is relayed to people's cell phones in the form of text messages.
It's a little late in the year for people who vacation in or near the beach. Obviously, the kids are back in school, so in that sense, you might want to see more customers in your store, but then again, you probably have more time to go surfing.
That's true. Well, the other thing, too, is owning a surf shop and being my own boss, sometimes I close early or open late. Like this afternoon, my employees are at the beach because I told them, take the afternoon off and go surfing, because most of my customers will probably be at the beach surfing, too.
Can I come work for you?
Sure. He's not that good, but the benefits are great.
It sounds like an awful lot of fun. I wonder, though, in addition, do you sell more surfboards?
Over the past, sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Huh.
Most of the surfboard sales that we see are over the summer when, as you alluded to before, the kids are off from school and people are vacationing and so forth. This time of the year, most of the people that are going in the water are people that already have surfboards, and this type of surf condition, you kind of use a specific kind of surfboard for it.
Ah, so you need a bigger board or a smaller one?
A bigger one, a floatier one. In the summertime, most of the time, you use either a very long surfboard, a long board,
mm-hmm.
or you'll use what they call a fish, which is a very short, stubby kind of surfboard.
Well, whatever you're using, good luck and have a great afternoon.
Okay.
Rick Wright is the owner of Rick's Action Sports in East Islip, New York, and heading out to surf the waves. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.